Religious tensions are spiking with attacks in Pakistan. A ministry's asking for help getting the red out. And ever wonder how those Christmas catalog gifts work out? We've got these and other stories on today's Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Pakistan is back in the headlines following another round of violent attacks. First, the bombing of a Shia mosque left at least 49 people dead. Then, nearly 300 Charlie Hebdo protesters invaded a Christian school. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International.
There is a common link behind them, which is the feeling of we need to defend the honor of the Prophet Muhammad and of Islam. And they'll do that by inflicting damage and shame against anyone who is in their path, anyone who disagrees with them.
There is a silver lining, though.
People are responding to the hope that Christians are sharing in Pakistan. There's no evil, no chaos, no terrorism that is greater than Jesus Christ.
You can provide a safe haven for persecuted Christians through FMI's Safe House Project. We'll show you how at our website.
Christians can still thrive in the midst of upheaval.
Next, flooding isn't the only thing causing trouble in Mozambique. According to Audio Scripture Ministries, there continues to be a high level of political tension. There have been many threats to destabilize the country because the opposition party believes the October elections were rigged. ASM's work in Mozambique has been growing by leaps and bounds, but political unrest could put all that at risk. Pray for peace and pray that a peaceful solution can be found. This is Mission Network News. Boko Haram means Western education is sin. The Muslim terror group continues to crowd headlines with growing violence, but while they try to establish domination, Christian Resources International is spreading a message of hope to Nigeria.
We're coming and bringing the Word of God, and so they don't have a problem with education. They have a problem with the Word of God coming there and setting the captives free.
That's Jason Wolford of CRI. Boko Haram doesn't want people to hear about Jesus. However, those who have are willing to die for him.
People that are listening that help our ministry and come alongside of us are sending God's Word that doesn't return void, and it's making a difference. You know, we've had Bibles and Christian books going into Jos and other places where literally people are being hacked with machetes because they've given their life to the Lord.
Meanwhile, a picture is worth a thousand words, isn't it? But, well, this is radio. So imagine a map with India in red. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India's Lindsay Ackerman says red stands for unreached people on this map.
According to Joshua Project, there are 4,000 unreached people groups in our world, and just over 2,000 of them are in India alone. The country with the next highest number of unreached people groups is China, and they have 456 unreached people groups.
Mission India works with partners to train church planters, teach literacy classes, and children's Bible clubs. As a result, in just 4 years,
we're starting to see some of that red changing to yellow and to orange, and those numbers signify the amazing movement of the Holy Spirit as He raises up people in India to reach their own communities.
Help get the red out. Missionnews.org will point you in the right direction.
We have so many opportunities right now, ministry partners literally in every corner of India, and we have waiting lists where we could be reaching more people and equipping more ministry partners.
And thanks to a Christmas gift, Christians in India now have a way to survive. Gospel for Asia listed items needed by vulnerable families in their annual Christmas catalog. Someone bought a sewing machine this Christmas, and now a leper and her son are using it to sustain themselves through tailoring. Best of all, the son now believes in Jesus because of truth shared by GFA-supported workers. Find out what happens next at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You'll be amazed at the incredible stories you hear from the Middle East and North Africa when you get your free Atlas of Changed Lives from Sat7. You'll read encouraging stories of changed lives from Morocco to Afghanistan that'll inspire you and your family. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Atlas of Changed Lives logo at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.